Jose. It's Nidhi Medina. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. I just wanted to check in just to see if you had an opportunity to take a look over the emails that I sent.
Yeah, I glanced a little bit of some stuff, yeah.
Okay. Any particular questions or?
No.
So how do you feel about moving forward?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a couple of minutes so that we can finish the process?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to go over first is the notes before we go over the billing, because I want to take down notes. These notes will be for the technician. What we'll do once we set up everything is we'll set up a client interview that's going to be at a time that is convenient for you. What they'll do is they're going to cross all the T's and dot all the I's, re-verify the information you and I went over, just to make sure that I have everything accurate, okay? They will also talk to you in regards to, you know, the keywords, everything else more in detail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as far as for the services that you would like us to list you for, what are those services? So that I can notate them, and then they'll go over more in detail with you during the client interview.
What do you mean, the services? Everything
like,
that you mentioned before.
Okay, and the reason that I ask if there's anything, like, specifically that would stand out, right? I know you do painting, but are there other services that you provide?
Oh, services that we do?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Services that we do.
Your phone's cutting out. I apologize. I didn't get that.
So, painting is the main thing that we do. Then we
interior
do
and exterior?
Yeah. And then we do renovations, like bathroom renovations and stuff like that.
Flooring, renovations. Would you want me to list it as home renovations? That could be kitchen, bathroom.
Yeah.
All types of flooring?
Yes.
What about, let's see here. Any room additions, remodeling? I mean, these are like other keywords that we can use.
Yeah, we can do stuff like that.
Okay. Pretty much almost everything under a general contractor, right? Is there anything you don't do?
No, I mean, like, exterior, like, driveways and stuff like that, we don't really...
Okay.
We don't do, like, roofing.
Okay. No roofing, no siding, nothing like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we're doing an addition, we
right?
will do it.
Uh-huh.
We'll worry about getting someone to do it and everything, but not like, you know, there's companies out there that they do roofing all the time, not like that.
Yeah, okay. And then, so I'm just taking a look here. All right, perfect. Now, your Google listing that you currently have, right? If you don't know how, the technician will walk you through it on how to add us on as managers to your Google listing. So that way we can optimize that listing and maintain it there on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the Facebook page, did you mention that you did have one currently for the business?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Is it under J&J Contracting Company, LLC?
Yeah, I have someone else managing that.
Okay, you do have someone else managing it, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to notate that.
Here. Press 1 to speak to one of our agents and discuss your health insurance options now. Or press 2 to be placed on the Do Not Call list.
Okay, give me one second. Now, you have photos of work that you've done, and you do have a business logo. I believe I saw it, correct?
Yeah.
How far out do you want to target for potential clients? Do you want to keep it within a 50-mile radius? Do you want to keep it in closer? I mean, where do you want to start?
Just like I said, like, just keep it anywhere from, like, Bloomfield, Montclair, not leave those areas towards like, Bud Lake.
Okay. What would be, like, the most, do you want me to name them by cities? Because we could be very targeted when it comes to those areas.
Let me see here real quick.
How's your Friday been? Pretty busy?
Sort of. Okay, so I mean, I can name some.
Yeah, however you prefer.
I'll give it that way.
Yeah.
I'm
ready.
Doing that, yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
Randolph. Stanhope.
Sparta.
Short Hill,
you said?
Yeah, Short Hills.
Okay.
Roxbury.
Uh-huh.
PPAC and Gladstone,
right?
Yeah. Montclair.
Uh-huh.
Manham.
Uh-huh.
Long Valley? Yeah.
Okay.
Hopatcon.
How do you spell that one? H-O-P?
A-T-C-O-N-G.
Okay.
Hackettstown? Yeah,
Hackettstown. I was going to say, I don't think it's Pakistan.
Hackettstown. No, Hackettstown.
You're like, that's too far.
Yeah. Far Hills,
uh-huh.
Dover? Dover.
Oh, Dover. My apologies. Mm-hmm.
Danville.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Denville? Yeah. Clifton?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls from Clifton. Chester?
Nice. Chester? Mm-hmm.
Califon? Bloomfield? Burnettsville,
is that with a U or a Y?
B.
Oh, Burnettsville.
Like yeah.
Okay.
Bedminster.
Uh-huh.
That's it, Bundy.
Okay. Now, you had one more, you said? After Bedminster? Just those?
Bud Lake? Yeah, in Bud Lake, yeah.
Okay.
Where we are, Bud Lake, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, when it comes to clients contacting you, do you prefer that they call you, text you, email, all three, or phone and text? What do you prefer?
I'm always looking at all three of them, so.
All three. Okay. Now, it is not required. I always ask, are you licensed, insured, in the process?
We're licensed and insured, yes.
Awesome. What are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday? Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, like 8 to 6.
Saturday,
yeah, Saturday until like 1.
Saturday, 8 to 1 is good?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept that you would like me to notate?
I mean, like I mentioned before, I take cards just through the Square.
Okay.
So
do you do cash or check?
Yeah.
And then credit, debit. What about Zelle?
No, I haven't been able to set up Zelle
set that
my
up.
Bank account. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why it's a business.
Sometimes it depends on the bank. Have you checked into it? Have you asked?
I haven't asked. Maybe I'll just have to go and ask.
I would ask them because, I mean, it makes it.
I have a personal banking through the same bank, and I have Zelle, but I don't know.
They should be able to provide it for the business. It might just be like a separate email you have to use or something. Depends on the bank. Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
All right, awesome. Now, as far as I'm just taking a look here, I want to look at the schedule really quick to see if we have an availability for your client interview. How's the rest of your day look? Because I have an appointment.
Today?
Yeah, I have an appointment, okay, for today for a client interview. It's actually the availability that I have would be, I'm just taking a look here really quick. I have one available from 5 to 6 o'clock. Would that time possibly work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I might be like in the middle of something, but yeah, I could probably take
the okay. call. Let's schedule your client interview, only because I want to get that done as quickly as possible so that we're getting going on all of this, okay? I'm going to set up your client interview to be from 5 to 6 o'clock today, Jose. They are going to call you from an 877 number, okay? The call can be anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or how many details, okay? Just so you know what to expect in the client interview, they'll go over everything with you in detail, the website, the keywords, the areas we're targeting, okay? They're going to re-verify the information that you and I went over because they want to make sure that I have everything accurate, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is where I say the real magic happens. I mean, I like to believe Jose is with me, but it's not. It's just my thinking, but okay. So I'm sending you right now an invitation for your client interview. They're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock. We will send you a reminder, okay, to remind you of your upcoming client interview an hour before. We'll send you a reminder.
Okay.
Okay? Now, you said that the card says Jose H. Arias, correct? A-R-I-A-S, the card that you're using today? Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
24 Eagle Rock Village.
Mm-hmm. And that's Bud Lake?
Bud Lake, yep.
Okay. Is there an apartment number or anything like that? Unit number?
Yep, 5A.
5A? Okay. And the zip code, that's 07628 or 07828, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that a Visa? Is it MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's Amex.
Amex? Okay.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you still hear me?
Hello?
I'm here. You still there? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. It was kind of cutting out, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, so 37. 9838 4666 92007
Okay. When does it expire?
12/26
And what is the CVV on the front?
1755
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. Okay. 3798 3846 6692007 Is that correct?
Yep.
And it expires December of the year 26, and the CVV on the front is 1755, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm not going to charge the card yet. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason, Jose, is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't normally advertise. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is also an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything you do not understand, please do me a favor and stop me. Just say, hey, what does that mean? What I will do is I will review it, explain it, and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Jose, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
J&J Contracting Company, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Arias, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative.
Hello?
I'm here. You still there? Hello?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Jose, can you hear me? Hello? Jose? Are you still there? Hello? Hello, Jose? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Jose, can you hear me? Hello? Jose? Hello? 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 Are you still there, Jose?